I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this week, it's a bit of good news for river herring on Cape Cod.
I'm standing in the pouring rain at Riders Cove in Chatham with the town's herring warden, Don St. Pierre. So the fish swim up this little stream over here?
Yes, that's correct. And then it goes under Route 28, and then it goes to Lover's Lake. It's probably around a quarter of a mile trek for them.
Don has been the herring warden in Chatham since the mid-1960s. Back then, he says, no one was counting the fish. There were so many you could simply dip in a bucket and fill it. But in the decades since, river herring populations all over New England have dropped dramatically. So in the early 2000s, herring runs all over the Cape joined to get hard data on how many fish make it from the sea up our coastal rivers to reproduce in ponds upstream.
The program is sponsored by the Association for Preservation of Cape Cod. What they do is every day you go once a day and you pick a time slot. Mine was early in the morning. So you put the date down, your name, time you start, the time you ended, how many fish you counted going over the dam, what the temperature was in the water, and what the temperature was in the air, and what the weather was.
River herring return from their time at sea and swim upstream to spawn, starting in early April until early June. This year, Don counted more than double the number of fish he counted last season. He doesn't have a total number yet for the run because it's staffed by volunteers and the counts still have to be tallied. But the herring runs in Bourne, Harwich, and Brewster all have electronic counters, and their wardens say they've also seen big increases. At the Stony Brook run in Brewster, counts had been hovering between 150,000 to 250,000 fish, but this year they were closer to 400,000. And in Harwich, numbers jumped from almost 900,000 herring in 2018 to over 1.2 million this spring. No one's sure if this is a one-off or a trend. When river herring populations started dropping, the state put a moratorium on the harvest and sale of the fish in 2005. A number of runs also had impediments like dams that have slowly been removed. Water quality, water levels related to rainfall, and water temperatures can also all affect whether or not fish make it upstream to reproduce and whether or not their offspring make it back out to sea. But Don St. Pierre says he thinks the shift in Chatham has to do with the absence the past 2 years of huge boats called midwater trawlers.
Vessels that are probably 150 feet long that they sail side by side, and they've got a net that's about the size of a football field with 1-inch mesh, and they catch everything. And they were seining right off the beach. I mean, you could see them very, very clearly.
These boats have been here for the past 2 decades, and local fishermen have been working to pass regulations that would create a coastal buffer zone, so these giant boats can't fish so close to shore. They're actually expecting a 12-mile buffer to pass within the next 6 months. What's crazy, though, is that while you or I aren't allowed to catch even a single river herring for dinner, these big boats that target other species are allowed to catch river herring as bycatch in spite of the moratorium. But the trawlers haven't been around for the past few years, because while fishermen wait for an official buffer zone, stocks of the other species the trawlers target have dropped so much and quotas have been cut so much that the midwater trawlers have been catching their quotas in early winter and leaving our waters way before river herring returned to spawn in the spring. It's been 2 years since Don's seen the midwater trawlers off of Chatham during the spawning season.
The year that they were here, we counted 74. This year, I had 780.
Those are Don's personal counts, but they're reflected in the bigger counts for Stillwater Pond in Chatham. Volunteers recorded about 1,600 fish in 2017 versus 31,000 when the trawlers weren't around in 2018. That's 1,600 versus 31,000. The Association to Preserve Cape Cod expects to have full tallies for all the herring runs in our area for 2019 by midsummer. We'll keep you posted as information comes in. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Elspeth's planning to do more reporting on river herring over the next few months. If you have an idea for a story, please get in touch with us right on our website at capeandislands.org. This local food report was edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole.